Well, in the news recently has been the discussion and negotiations on NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. It has been working for the last several years. The U.S. has exported more than $12 billion worth of agricultural products to Mexico just in 2016. This includes approximately 10% of all the pork produced, 5% of the poultry and beef production. Dairy product exports exceeded $1 billion, and corn, soybeans, and wheat exports was over $5 billion. They also bought about 82,000 metric tons of peanuts and now ranks the number two buyer of U.S. exports on peanuts. Mexico is known for its exports of fruits and vegetables, but U.S. exports of such products in Mexico reached $1.3 billion. So everyone's asking the president and the Congress not to be too tough on NAFTA. It's been good. One prediction is that if they decide to renegotiate NAFTA, that Mexico could add a duty of 20% or greater on agricultural imports for the United States, and that would probably shut down a lot of the agricultural work that's being done right now. Also, the net job losses to agriculture would exceed 50,000 full-time jobs. So overall, we would like to keep NAFTA. There may be some special parts of the program that could be changed, but as far as peanuts and other products in the Southeast, we'd like to keep NAFTA for Mexico and Canada. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.